The Art of Tough Love. How do great managers terminate someone and still keep the relationship intact? Whether an employee is at the end of a trial period or just struggling along in their current role, it is still difficult to bring them bad news. It is still difficult to tell them that they need to move out of their role. During Gallup's interviews, many managers, both great and average, confessed that they were physically sick before each conversation of this kind. No matter how you approach it, and no matter how accomplished you are as a manager, removing someone from their role is never easy. We're not referring to situations when the employee has committed some heinous or unethical act. With their quasi-legal or legal nature, these dramas are more clear-cut. Rather, we're referring to those situations when it becomes obvious that a particular employee is consistently failing to perform. Situations like this are much less well-defined. As a manager, you have many decisions to make. What level of performance is unacceptable? How long is too long at that level? Have you done enough to help with training, motivation, support systems, or a complementary partnering? Should you break the news all at once, or should you give the employee a probationary period? When the final conversation happens, what words will you use?